podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
you know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So came out
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Dick and a fat wallet and a spleef the size of a baby arm.
We'll be right back. It's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, RootRootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, XRPRadio.co.uk in the Highlands of Scotland, OldiesXL.com in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and buildascene.com/radio right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. This is episode number 654 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Megan Pennington. What's up, Megan?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you so much for having me on again.
You're welcome. I'm going to have to add to that list soon. Did you see that announcement that I posted? We're actually live on XRP Radio's YouTube for the first time, and also on Music from the 412's YouTube as well. I meant to not do that yet, but it's there, so we're going with it.
Well, hello to everybody.
And what I was alluding to is starting on January 30th, we will be live on Music from the 412's streaming TV station, which you can find by going to musicfromthe412.com/streaming. And it'll be Roku and Fire TV. So that opens us up to a lot more viewers and listeners. So I was pretty excited when I finagled that deal.
But congratulations.
So I gave you a list of questions, which I never do. We were off today, and I was sitting at home, and I was like, huh. Maybe I should actually prep for once. So let's get to those questions.
Sure, lay it on me.
So Scarfire Records, tell us a little bit about what you have going on with your record label.
So Scarfire Records was and still is a growing project. I, as we all did, got bored over the pandemic, and I spent a lot of time sitting in my office that I had. And the purpose of my office was to work from home, and I was using it as a space to like write music and do all this type of stuff. And for the longest time, I wanted to record more music after I put out my third single. And I'm talking years at this point. So being bored, being an essential worker with a constant income, I decided to save up a little bit of money that I would have been using touring, and I bought this stuff to start my own studio here at home. I started working with some people I used to live in Brackenridge. So I was working with some of the younger kids in that area. Some kids that I ended up meeting because I was playing shows in the area, and they saw I was a musician and they thought it was cool, yada, yada. And it was kind of sort of it was a passion project because it was a way for me to help these kids, you know, stay out of trouble, so to speak. So they were coming in and, you know, they were recording music, and I was teaching them what I knew, and they were helping me learn. And I was providing free services for people. And since I've moved, I'm now in Butler. Since I've moved, it's kind of a work in progress. I'm actually sitting in my studio now. You can't see it behind this tapestry. I don't even have walls in here yet. I'm sitting in a bare attic that I have to remodel. But once that comes back into fruition, I intend on continuing to provide free recordings for people to get my practice in, and then maybe turn it into something more. Ultimately, when it comes to recording, I'd be much happier if I was to find myself solid with a job working with a different recording studio. You know, this is just kind of for fun to help people out.
Cool. So I saw you post, I can't remember if it was yesterday or earlier today, that I've seen you post a lot recently, actually, that you're offering to work as a booking agent for other musicians in the scene. What can an artist expect from you, and how can they get a hold of you if they would like to work out those details?
Yes. So this is a brand new project. I just started probably 3 days ago. So I'm offering services to musicians. I know a lot of folks don't have EPKs, so I'm offering to build like EPKs for musicians. I've done three so far, and I am slowly but surely posting them. I made a Facebook page for the booking, so you'll be able to check those out at facebook.com/scarfirebooking. I also put everybody's information on the Scarfire Radio webpage. So when you go to listen to scarfireradio.net, you'll also be able to go on to our booking page, check out each artist, and check out their electronic press kit that way. And as well, you can contact them through the website or emailing me directly. What I'm doing on the back end is I'm sending emails, I'm making phone calls, I'm sending out applications. Anything that would get you on stage at a venue, that's what I'm doing. You know, I recently heard it called gig mining. And I know that's not fun for anybody, whether you're a musician, a radio host, anything. So I figured I've gotten myself to a pretty decent spot as a touring musician myself. And a lot of people I know say they want more shows. They want more shows. So why not give what people want?
Cool. You also, this is where I was going when I started to talk about the post today. You posted a whole list of things you were doing today. And you're kind of on a small podcast tour this week. Who else are you chatting with, and where can the listeners track those down to listen to them later?
Well, it's funny. So the post I had put on my Facebook, the shows I listed are actually the weekly shows for the Scarfire Radio schedule. So it just finished about 15 minutes ago. I hosted Mop Talk, which is a weekly show we do. Musicofpittsburgh.com website. Yeah, the musicofpittsburgh.com website is a brand new website that helps folks in the Pittsburgh music scene unite. There is opportunities for recording. There's opportunities for being on a top 40 list. And that's where this show comes from. So tonight I did Mop Talk, and then I called out to Craig Veltri, another Pittsburgh musician. He has his show Thursday nights. at 7. And then we have a DJ from out in Massachusetts, Cameron Coe. He does 2 shows. So that's what that was about. I was listening and shouting out to the good folks who helped me with Scarfire Radio.
So tell us a little bit more about Scarfire Radio.
Sure. I started, this was another thing I began during the pandemic. I started my own podcast, Where in the World is Megan's New Music? One thing led to another. I connected with, I shout her out every time I get a chance. Emmy Suzanne. I always say her name wrong.
EMSU.
But she's a fantastic photographer. Yes, EMSU, exactly. She's a fantastic photographer. She's well-connected. She does so many good things for musicians. So she led me to Unrestricted Radio, which landed me a Friday night gig doing my show there for about a year. And then Unrestricted, much love to everybody there, kind of fell off on a bit of a hiatus. And at that point, when the station was taking a hiatus, my show was kind of peaking. People were starting to really pay attention. So while we were given the good blessings by our program director to essentially do what we wanted, either stay or stick around or go, I decided to part ways and started Scarfire Radio. It's an independent radio station that me and a few other folks from around Pittsburgh and Cameron, as I said, from Massachusetts, we get on there, we put on independent music, Cam does some mainstream tunes, and we have interview shows all throughout the week that help small businesses and musicians get their word out, much like you do here with Build the Scene.
I was just thinking that while you were talking, except for that one part about the signed bands. None of that going on here. But
no, I cheated. I didn't want to have to pay another domain, so we're using two birds at one stone there.
So we're really flying through this. I should not plan. you're going to get extra questions.
That's fine. Lay it on me.
Well, let's continue with this line of questions. I'll load the back end with some extra questions. So we're going to feature your song Until the End tonight. Can you give me a backstory on the track? Kind of like your MTV Storytellers moment?
Sure. So Until the End is actually a pretty old song. I was previously signed to Mad Hands Records in New Jersey. And while I was out there, I was sitting in a hotel. And I had feelings for a guy. And we were being young and female and head over heels. You tend to get bored with a guitar and start writing songs about that guy. And so I did. And it's funny. Every time I play this one out in public, I have to stop myself from telling the story on how I almost got arrested by the train authority for crossing across train tracks while the train was coming. I thought I had enough time and I didn't. And so as the bar is coming down, I go running. I almost got arrested in New Jersey. And at that point, I had been out there probably 3 times, and I was 19, super young, and barely even knew what being in trouble was. So I was terrified. But that's what that song's about. It's just the mishaps and mayhem I got myself into with the guy I was seeing during that point in my life.
Yeah, that railroad thing is no joke. You're not allowed near the railroad, the tracks. You're not allowed on them. You're not like that. That's something with band photography that I also do, like Hemi. You're not allowed near them.
I thought fines. That conductor was going to turn red.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll take a short break here and we'll listen to Until the End, and we'll be right back.
Let me live on the wild side. Well, I've lost my mind, baby. But you're my kind of guy. I wanna get stuck in traffic and hit every light with you. Don't feel bad. Baby, I love the things you do. Don't love.
how I wanted more. Wrecked our happy home. Now I'm bleeding whiskey, trying to force the time. Damn my aimless heart, wandering night. You were my anchor, but now I'm lost at sea. I'd ask for forgiveness, but I'm not done hating me. Still have your sunglasses, they were your favorite pair. The smell of you still lingers, but weaker in the air. I'd leave the light on, but you just walk on by. Damn my aimless heart and my wandering on the dark side of the road. My thumb is reaching and I feel so damn cold. You were my angel and I made you cry. Damn my aimless heart.
For those of you that are watching the video live or in Memorex, you don't actually get to hear the song right now. It'll be later. Later. It'll be Friday when the show's on the website. It'll pop up at 6 a.m. And it'll start showing on all those websites, stadiums, radio stations that I mentioned earlier. off the air, I was telling Megan I'm not feeling all that great tonight, and I'm sure you guys the last couple weeks could hear it in my voice. This is like week three going into this, and it could go away now. Anyway, so we're gonna come back as if we just listened to the song. I'm gonna continue with the line of questions that I sent you, and then we'll tag some extra ones on at the end.
Sure.
Okay, so that was Until the End by Megan Pennington, who is hanging out with us tonight on episode number 654 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. So I've chatted with you a couple times. I want to say like three.
This is our third. Yep.
Yeah. About your band Moonshine Jasmine. And tell us a little bit more, because I don't think we really delved into you as an acoustic act and a solo artist. What do you... Is it the same type of music? Is it, give me the 411, and now I sound old.
It makes me feel old, but I know what you mean. So, you know, I've been playing music pretty much my whole life. You know, I grew up listening to a mix of Motown and old country, and when I started playing, I thought I sounded like Amy Lee, and I wasn't going to play any of that stuff. You know, I was kind of getting into more alternative music. My friends who played music were into that. And I started playing my guitar in 11th grade. When I found Mad Hands and I played for them, they looked me dead in the face and said, "Sweetheart, you're a country singer." So I've always kind of done the same type of music that you'll hear with Moonshine Jasmine. With my own personal stuff, I will play a lot more. I'll play a lot more softer, slower stuff. You know, I like to play a lot more ballads that'll show my voice, because for a long time, my shtick was I could growl. You know, that was the thing that kind of got me noticed. And I like doing it, but I was a singer in choir, and I was, you know, in audition groups, and I was, you know, good at the technicalities of singing. So when I play as a solo artist, I try to focus on songs that will allow me to sing more so than growl, to give myself not only a break, but to kind of, you know, expand my repertoire. Because with Moonshine Jasmine, a lot of the reason why you get that bluesy, folk, rough sound is because Tyler Feathers, my counterpart, he's been in punk bands, metal bands, anything rock and roll, you know. So we try to kind of meet in the middle there and make both of us happy.
Cool. So. Let's switch for a moment and have a little bit of fun here. What is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician?
Because I'm a musician.
So in a recording studio, on your way to a gig, at a gig, on your way home from a gig, it has to relate to being a musician somehow. And that might be the best reaction ever.
Right around the time that Until the End was written, I'm going to turn red telling this story. The best pizza I ever got, it was New York style pepperoni pizza, plain Jane as could be, but the slices were like half the size of my head. Long story short, and many details left out, I ended up passing out in the recording studio, and in my sleep, ate about half of a large New York style pizza. But when I woke up, I remember it was the best tasting thing I'd ever had in my life. That's the best pizza.
You didn't like fall asleep in the pizza, did you?
No, I'm okay. Talking like hanging off the couch, slicing in my mouth as I'm eating, just shoveling it as I'm laying on this couch. Yeah.
So the next question, you had it ahead of time. I might have asked it of you before. Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, who do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
Oh, man. You know, it's so funny that this question came up, because I was recently speaking with Devin Rushen, the host of the Starlight Open Mic, and he was telling me that a lot of them have been covering each other's songs. And, you know, I feel like I can't answer this question with just one answer. So I'd have to say, really, in the independent scene, I'd be happy to play anybody's music. Honestly, I haven't met a bad musician yet. If we're going to talk mainstream in modern times, I listen to everything old, but if we're going to talk modern musicians, I'd really like to get down on some Maren Morris with Maren Morris. I really like her. She's, you know, really killing the female country music scene.
I almost forgot to ask this. I'm glad that the time went flying, because so I saw you're doing some showcases with Scarfire.
Yes.
That seems like something we should talk about.
Absolutely. This is a big, big thing. First of all, thank you a million times over to John Vento and everybody at Steamworks Creative. I was granted a quote-unquote residency with Scarfire Radio every month this year, starting on January 28th. We will be gathering up Pittsburgh musicians, Ohio musicians, West Virginia musicians, anybody really that'll come in to give Sonia to play. We're going to spend 4 hours at Steamworks. It's a chance to network if you're a musician. It's a chance to hear music you may never hear otherwise if you're a fan. It's a chance to come out and support your friends and your family. And it's a chance to get musicians that have never met each other up on stage and allow them to create those bonds that will give them better shows and collaborative shows later down the line. The first one we're having, I said, is on January 28th. starts at 6, ends at 10. Tickets will always be $10 for the whole night, and that will go straight to the artist and the venue. This month, we have Stacy Frun, The Skiffs, EJ Fabischeski, and Moonshine Jasmine. And I know in coming months, we have a whole lot more ahead. We've got rap nights. I'm trying to put together like a worldly night. So I've got a whole bunch of artists. I know February is going to be our rap night. And we've got an artist coming in from the Cleveland, Ohio area for that one. So that'll be a good time. So make sure you're checking out the Starfire Radio Artist Showcases. You can follow that on Facebook, and you can just go to starfireradio.net and follow the information there as well.
And for anyone not familiar with Steamworks, it is a cool little venue, 50 seats,
yes.
no bar, no cell phones, no talking. You sit and you listen. Or if you are there, in my case, you take photos.
I love Steamworks too, because it's built as, they call it an acoustic sound room or listening room. And you could be unplugged in that room and it just sounds so cool. You know, I love the fact that we have something like that here in Pittsburgh.
Do you know the story behind how that came to be?
I don't.
So John's son opened a vape shop in that building.
Okay.
And decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. So they had this building that they had a lease for, and John turned it into Steamworks Creative.
Wow. You know what? Now that you say that, I remember something about that we talked about. That is so cool how that happens.
Very cool. A little bit of a haul from my house. I want to say it took me like an hour and 20 minutes to get there. I would do it again. Wow. It's a cool place.
Anytime you want to come down, we'd love to have you.
So tell us a little bit about Music of Pittsburgh too. We kind of glazed over that.
Yeah. So the Music of Pittsburgh Society, it has been a roller coaster in the best way possible. So months and months ago, I was contacted by Brandon Parrish. He had asked me if I wanted to be on the Music of Pittsburgh Spotify playlist that he put together. And at the time, I think there was like 5 or 6 of us that were putting our music on there.
He's
after a while.
He's in the Perishables, right?
Yeah, the Perishables. Real quick, shout out to them. They just released their music video, Droid, today. So cool.
I was watching the Lego stuff. The Legos, yeah, and the robot.
Yeah, I love it. But so Brandon put together this playlist, and the stream team, as we call ourselves, you know, the rule is you have to listen to the playlist once every week and take a screenshot proving you did. I proved that you will get kicked off because I owed them 8 weeks, and then I had to beg Brandon to be put back on it. But so Jessica Bella, a local singer-songwriter, she's in the stream team. And I don't know where the conversation started, but they had got the idea to create a convention for musicians to come together in the Pittsburgh music scene to, you know, come to workshops and lectures and events, see vendors and listen to music and all this kind of stuff. And thus was born MobCon, the Music of Pittsburgh Convention. So we had that back in November at the Forge Urban Winery in Homestead. And it went great. You know, we had a day's worth of people from all over the city who came together. I made a lot of really great friends. And so because of the reception we gained from MobCon, the website has thus grown. Originally, it was just a, hey, here's MopCon, here's all the information. Now, if you go to musicofpittsburgh.com, like I said, they are providing opportunities for shows. So if you sign up to be a part of the Mop Society, excuse me, Jessica and Ian, they have shows at the Forge Urban Winery. They do stuff at Grill 565. They have a couple other venues that they do stuff at. They have like competitions that they do. All this kind of stuff that you could sign up for. They're also talking about creating MOP records. That's not a finalized project yet, so I don't want to talk too much on that. But essentially, it's going to be a Pittsburgh-based recording label for independent musicians to get their songs on tracks. They've also allowed me to do MOP Talk, which provides musicians with an opportunity to be on internet radio. And then through Skyfire Radio, obviously we do shows and stuff, so that you get that as well. And then the website, I feel like I'm doing it a disservice because I'm not looking at it now. But there's so many different things that you can do on there, so many ways that you can contact people. There's a registry where you can just put up your info with a bio. So, like, if I was to be brand new to the city and I wanted to find like-minded people, it just gives me a list of everybody and, like, where to find us and stuff. So, I mean, if you're listening and you're from the music scene here in Pittsburgh, I highly recommend checking it out. And if even if you're not from Pittsburgh and you want to check out some of our local music, you know, in a new way that's not Build the Scene, that's not Musical 412, that's not already these really amazing outlets, you know, because a lot of these musicians too that are participating in the MOP aren't people that are getting onto these other avenues. So these are a lot of brand new artists that are getting their foot in the door. So I, whether you're near or far, I highly recommend checking out musicofpittsburgh.com.
Very cool. Yeah. If you were sitting on a bench and your musical idol sat down beside you and said, you can ask me one question, who is sitting next to you and what are you asking them?
Janis Joplin. And I'm asking her, how'd you keep your head up with all the haters? Because no matter who's in music, we all got our haters.
Cool. Okay, so where can the listeners and viewers, I'm going to have to get used to saying that, find you online?
I'm everywhere. You could look up Moonshine Jasmine. We have our website, moonshinejasmine.com, facebook.com/moonshinejasmine. We're on YouTube, all streaming platforms. I also have my own Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Megan Pennington Fans. That's where I post all my solo music. I too have my own solo YouTube page, and I'm on streaming platforms with my solo stuff. I don't have too many solo songs out, but this year I'm going to change that. So keep an eye out. For all things Skyfire, you can go to skyfireradio.net. That'll allow you to listen to the radio station. Check out the booking. You can contact me there. My email is scarfirebooking@gmail.com. And you can check me out there. Like I said, I'm on the musicofpittsburgh.com website if you're really feeling froggy. All in all, oh, also you could Google me. That's kind of a fun party trick that I use because I don't know how to do too many cool fun party tricks. But yeah, just look me up online. Come check me out at the show. My next couple shows, I'm going to be at the Skyfire Showcase on the 28th at Gibsonia at Steamworks. And then on February 2nd, I'll be at the Liberty Corner Tavern. We're going to be doing a Thirsty Thursday with Utah and the gang. So come on up for that.
That's in Freeport, correct?
Yes, that's in Freeport.
It just occurred to me that I had a bunch of the websites ready to go and I forgot to put them up on the screen. So those of you that are watching the video right now, they are scrolling at the bottom. It's not all of them, but there's a bunch of them there.
Yeah, I have to update my link tree, so you can find stuff there, but I definitely got to fix that up, make it look prettier.
So, Megan, I want to thank you for hanging out with me on episode 654 tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome. For those of you that are unfamiliar with what comes up next, what you're going to hear is some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. And when I say rock, I'm talking anything from acoustic rock, blues, because rock is blues based, metal, you know, metal has so many subgenres. They're all in there. So if I listen to it and go, yeah, it's kind of rock, it's kind of metal, it's here. Country also has some blues backing. You're going to hear some of that too. So with that said, you're going to hang out and listen to the music that's coming up. When the show does end, and if you're listening on one of the stations that I mentioned at the beginning, or you're listening in a few weeks on music from the 412 on their videos, you're going to stick around and you're going to make sure that you watch and listen, because you never know, you might find your next favorite independent and unsigned band. With that said, we will catch you next week. You can find us at buildascene.com.
was sick and great. We got married on the playground behind the old school house, and I saw a picture of you just the other day. I was a young boy with not a care in the world. You were a pretty girl and a heart so pure. You smiled at me, I felt insecure. I just wanted you to be my. Supposed to be family. A couple of kids in the second grade. We got married on the playground behind the old school house, and I saw a picture of you just the other day. I got a brand new pair of sneakers with lightning bolts on the sides. In the stands, you cheered for me at my game. I became your lightning boy, just a little kid playing little league. And I know I ran faster because you gave me that name. We're getting older now and a bit more. Still on that playground, growing up, felt joy and no pain. Time has passed, but I remember the two of us going out to play. You and me were supposed to be family. Just a couple of kids in the second grade.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.